Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 111 of The World of Goldcraft, the Eve of Shadowlands, or rather, just after launch. As always, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm obviously here to talk about goldmaking. And today, what am I going to talk about? Well, Shadowlands mostly, obviously. Of course, I'm recording this a week out or 5 days out from launch, but this... I'll be going through my week as usual, and then I'll be focusing on Shadowlands and giving my, sort of my, based on the current version of Shadowlands that we know from the beta, what I think is going to be good and fun, and sort of my thoughts overall on how professions and crafting is looking in this expansion. Of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to every episode 7 days before it goes live to the rest of you. So if you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. All right, so let's just run through my week real fast, and then we'll go into Shadowlands. BFA, or retail, or Shadowlands, as I will start calling it soon, currently sitting at 18.2 million gold, which is pretty much on the dot the same amount as I had last week. I had 550,000 gold in sales, and I have spent some gold, obviously, about 500,000. Sales have really slowed down on my main realm because I haven't restocked Uncanny Gear as much because I expected that market to sort of fall off. It looks like I'll just be selling off all of my stuff in time. I'm still getting nice sales from mounts, Vial of the Sands, ATVs in particular. And I've started stocking up on some more glider kits, and I'm working on getting the recipe for gun shoes, some stuff that's useful for leveling in Shadowlands. But now I want to just keep my gold available so I can jump into Shadowlands markets, which I'll talk about. Already talked about my plans, but I'm going to talk a little, maybe a little broader today. So for the things I've spent gold on, I bought some battered hilts because I expect them to go up in price because they're dropping from the current Ice Crown farm shenanigans. I've also bought some more Island Expedition gear, some other assorted stuff I bought, and a cursed keepsake or two, not over-investing in that. Don't have like a huge... not a huge... necessarily a huge fan of that market since the supply never leaves the game. But still, I bought a couple. In Classic, I'm sitting at 6,900 gold, 3,600... on the auction house, and I made about 800 gold in sales this week, so obviously I'm still slacking in Classic. Overall numbers are nice. I'm up since last week, but nothing funny to talk about, just my regular slacky version of restocking alchemy. I should probably restock some more. I've invested a little bit for Nax, but not much. I don't really have anything I care about spending gold on, so nothing much there. So let's jump into the game, and I'm not gonna talk about Classic today because it's next launch, or it's Shadowlands launch week. So I'm just gonna focus on retail. But before we dive into that, we have one question from my patrons this week from Nick. How do you plan to farm the rep needed for each craft? Are there any that I need to prioritize? Well, I talked a little bit about my plans for launch last week. As of right now, there aren't any rep-gated recipes. They've removed, or at least not many that are very important to get. The Enchanted Alethium Bar is now from the Trainer. It used to be from the Wild Rep on the beta. There are some items that are from the various reputations, like contracts and some of the armors and weapons. But none of those items are super important for gold making, particularly early on. So I will personally not be focusing on rep at all. I will be prioritizing leveling so that I can get to level 60 crafters and thus access to all of the base legendary items. And I'll be focusing on power leveling my professions. Those are the things I'll be focusing on for gold making. So that's really the currently the only thing. And I'll be the only rep that matters. I forgot. It's Venari, of course. He's not a proper reputation. But Venari and the Maw, he matters a lot for Crafters Mark II, which you want to get on any class that can make armor and weapons so that you can scale those up to item level 168, where they are a pretty good initial gearing option. So that's the main rep I would focus on if I'm going to focus rep. But I do think that just getting everything and getting the base legendary items is going to be more important. So let's dive in fully to this week's discussion point. Shadowlands is here. By the time this episode is out, we'll all be into the afterlife. So let's take a quick look at my last minute predictions, thoughts, what I think about Shadowlands from the profession gold making point of view. Of course, this is recorded 5 days before release, and Blizzard has been changing things all the time on beta, so I'm sure some of what I say today will be completely wrong, because they'll probably change stuff again. I'm particularly expecting changes to the first thing I'll cover, crafted legendaries. This is huge, actually. Everyone will want a legendary because they're all best in slot, or at least there are always legendaries that are best in slot. And everyone who wants a legendary needs to have someone craft the base legendary item and the missives. Everyone. So what does this mean? Effectively, it means that for the first time ever, for the first time in a long while, a crafted item is best in slot for everyone. So I think that's pretty huge. Just that by itself is huge for professions. Because everyone who cares about performance, and most people who play World of Warcraft care about performance, will want legendaries. Many people will want more than one, because they'll want one for raids and one for Mythic Plus, or one for PvP, or one for just because it's a cool one. So yeah, I think that's huge from like just a base systems point of view. I think that's huge. And then you come into the next point, which is the material cost. There are 4 ranks of legendary recipes. And to get rank 4, you need to craft 10 or 15 each currently of rank 1, rank 2, and rank 3. That's a lot of materials and a lot of vendor materials. I did the math, and when you're looking at some, and so did Mantheus, who's been doing a lot of testing with us on beta. If you're unfamiliar with him, I'd check him out on YouTube. He's been doing a lot of good work there. But just the vendor cost of materials to level all of your, get all of your rank 4 base legendary items, that's going to cost you more than 3 million gold in vendor materials alone. Of course, if you start doing this right away, it's going to be spread out over 4 weeks, because no one's going to be able to craft or use a rank 4 base legendary item until they get enough Soul Ash, which is going to be after the 4-3 set after launch. So you have time. But once you get past that, as we get further and further into the expansion, the demand for rank 1 base legendaries is probably going to go down significantly. So you might be in a position where many people have made base rank 1 legendaries and just to get access to the higher ones and are just trying to sell them at any price. Whereas if you craft them week 1, then people will be clamoring to get them because they'll want to get their first legendary. Some people will probably wait for rank, just go straight for a rank 2 to save some money. We will see there are so many different potential scenarios for how this base legendary market plays out. But what is obvious is that you will have to have a large amount of gold, or a decent chunk of gold to get started in this market. Hopefully you can sell your rank ones for a profit, and thus you'll be able to fund your entire way through the rank system. But if not, you'll be looking at floating several million gold worth of materials and vendor materials to get to the higher ranks, which is pretty crazy. This is a rich man's market. And then the other effect, just the sheer amount of materials that it's going to be funneled into base legendaries and missives. There has never been a gearing option that has required this much materials early on. So this is going to be a huge drain on the materials needed to craft legendaries, which is going to be cloth, leather, and ore primarily. And then secondarily, pigments for the missives, but you need two missives, and it's a decent amount of the Umbral and Tranquil pigments, if I remember the names correctly. No, Umbral and Luminous. Tranquil is the rare one. But yeah, this is going to be very different. In many ways, the material market is going to be a little different this time, I think. And definitely, of course, this was too late now, but the normal dip, or rather fairly low prices on materials day one, taking advantage of that and just buying up huge volumes if you can, is going to be huge. It might still be possible on some realms, so if you can, then go ahead and invest now while you can. Because materials are going to be used at a very heavy rate early on. Much, much heavier relative to, like, before in BFA, for instance, loads of people bought uncanny gear, but people didn't need that. And ore was still selling for very high prices. This time, everyone needs, and not needs, but everyone who wants to be bis or really strong will need at least a rank 2 legendary week 2, so they're ready for optimal performance when they go into M plus in rating. Now, of course, all of this also means that getting to 60 is huge this time around. You need level 60 to get the base legendary recipes. So if you want to take advantage of this, you want to power level 2 characters. So you have all of the base legendary professions. And hopefully you have those on the same characters. Leatherworking, tailoring, blacksmithing, jewel crafting. Those are the 4 that can craft base legendaries. And my personal plan is to level 2 characters to 60. One on each account as fast as possible. I'll probably be doing it at the same time, by just using follow and doing the same quests and tabbing back and forth. And that's one of my number one priorities. The other thing, day one inscription. Inscription is the Dark Moon decks are item level 200. They're huge. By far the best trinket you can get pre-raid, probably. So yeah. Get in on that. People are going to want those ASAP because there are currently looking like a fantastic gearing option. Of course, people haven't simmed these yet, but I do expect them to perform really well. Probably there will be one or two outliers. This has often been the case in the past, where some of the Dark Moon decks have been like just extremely high performance. Like the Highborn Compendium of Storms, just recently after the pre-patch in 9.0. So I do think that the Dark Moon decks are going to be very big. Outside of that and legendaries, I don't see gear being as big as it was in BFA. Uncanny Gear, or Honorable Combatant as it was known back then, sold really well. I had a couple of sales for 60k week one, which was pretty crazy because the crafting cost was about 10k. I doubt we'll be seeing that much or many items in that price range. There are some options. Of course, number one, the jewel crafting rings. They are really good because they come with a guaranteed socket. But they aren't going to be really good until you can get Crafter's Mark rank 2. I tried to do a bit of testing to try to figure out how much or how fast you can get rep with the Venari. Or Venari, it's just Venari or she in the Maw. And I don't know. I don't know how fast you'll be able to grind that and if it's possible to get it week one or not. It feels like it's not possible. It is time gated. Because once you hit tier 5, Eye of the Jailer, you can't be in the Maw anymore for that day. And you have to wait for the reset to do anything more. So we'll see how fast you can actually get the rep there. Now, one interesting thing, I did watch one of Preach's videos about priorities in Shadowlands and when you hit 60. And he gave some pretty strong admonishments to not pay out the nose for crafted gear before the raids, because he says it's not important. You'll be replacing it anyway. And that's probably true. Of course, you can't guarantee what you'll replace. It's going to be interesting to see if people take his advice or not. There is a change this time around. World quest gear does not scale with your item level. It now scales with your renown, which is time gated, and from your working on your covenant. Which does mean that buying item level to speed up your gearing from world quest isn't going to be a thing. So the main thing you get from item level very early on is to get access to heroic dungeons, so you save a little bit of time. And that's the crafted gear. That's the main niche it fills. And that's not as good. But the Darkmoon trinkets, as I talked about, they are on par with normal Castle Nathria gear in terms of item level, so I expect them to sell really well. Base legendaries are obviously best in slot, so I also expect those to sell pretty well. And I expect many people to want to start crafting them as soon as they can get their legendary powers, which might not be right away. So it's going to be very interesting to see when people when we can actually start selling these. Now, if you put all this together, I do think this is one of the most top and early focused expansions. This is very top-heavy expansion. Like base legendary crafting at scale is incredibly expensive due to the arboreal shards that you need to buy from a vendor to level up your recipes. So like you need to be fairly rich to go into legendary crafting heavily right away. And then further on down the line, you're going to have to pay the cost, the toll of getting your rank 4 recipes with lower rank recipes that might not sell. Like I have a theory that long term, once everyone has their rank 4s and stuff, and people start working on their alts, like they'll probably maybe buy a rank 1 for their alt just to get the legendary power, and then they'll wait until they have enough soul ash for rank 4 before they upgrade it, because the item level isn't worth the money. Of course, some people will always be pushing and just upgrading it 1, 2, 3, 4 to always have the highest item level they can, but I don't expect everyone will. So that'll be very interesting to see. When I talk about the early focus, this is also related to the base legendaries. Because ranking up your recipe from rank 1 to rank 2 week 1 is going to be very important. So that you have rank 2 ready to go as soon as the reset happens and people can get enough soul ash for rank 2. And so that you can actually sell your rank 1s when rank 1s is the best you can get and people are going to be clamoring for them. So I think that's going to be very important to just recoup the money you spend on leveling the recipes. So all that means that I feel forced to level both my characters to 60 as soon as possible. So the end of this, I'm going to have to try to level all three of my characters to level 60, because the character I'm planning to main is Alchemy Engineering and has loads of valuable old world recipes, so I can't swap professions there. I'm not going to swap out Vial of the Sands, for instance, because that would take way too long to refarm. So yeah, I think this is going to be an expansion where, from a profession point of view, you have to be there at the start. And the same for Darkmoon decks. This is like the prototypical, extremely high price early on, and then it quickly tapers off to reasonable numbers where you're looking at 2 to 3 times the crafting cost, whereas like the first couple of decks might sell for 10, 15, 20 times crafting cost, which is insane, obviously. But there are some people who just have way more gold than sense in some ways. I am one of them. Like if I need something for raid in classic where I have too much gold for what I need, I pay through the nose and I don't even care. So there are always players like me to cater to. So yeah, it's looking very interesting, professions overall. I'm not gonna lie, I'm very excited about all of this. There are things to work towards, and it's very nice that a lot of the endgame content is optional. Of course, I'm probably going to get extremely sick of them all, because I'm going to try to grind Crafter's Mark 2 on 2 different characters as soon as I can. But at least once I've got that on the Jewel Crafter, Tailor, and the Blacksmith Leatherworker, then I'll be done with Crafter's Mark, and that's nice. That's at least something. So I do think it's fun. I think the fact that everyone needs a crafted item, or several crafted items, in fact, for their Best in Slot set is huge. And I don't think, and I haven't covered this, I haven't thought about this enough. And I haven't seen a lot of people cover it either, but it is a huge change from what it has been the last several expansions. This time around, the player economy is tied into Best in Slot gearing from the get-go. So that's huge, that's huge. Now, of course, there are some flipping opportunities. I haven't looked into all of the BOEs available. I know that there are World Drop epics, where I will personally be scanning the auction house for them from day one, focusing on items with a socket. I think that's the main value. We're not going to have Warforging or Titan Forging to make people misprice their items, so sockets is going to be the main focus there. Find items with the sockets, they're probably worth more than non-socketed versions because they have more stats, effectively. So that's sort of the main thing there. I'm sure that there are going to be... Well, yeah, now I remember. The profession skill up items. These are very interesting. In Shadowlands, you can drop random tradable items that, when consumed, give you +5 profession skill to a specific profession. These are obviously going to sell for a lot early on, because materials are going to sell for a lot early on. And these are also a good opportunity, good potential flipping item. So that's also something that I'll be keeping an eye on for potential flipping. Obviously, material flipping can work, but that's very risky to do the first week. You also have the typical behavior with alchemy, where people level it week one and sell off stuff they crafted for relatively low prices, and you can buy that and then resell it when the raid opens. That's also an opportunity. Now for cosmetic world drops, I haven't taken a look at that. I'm sure that there are stuff, like in BFA you had all of the world drop mounts that you could flip profitably, or farm if you're so inclined. And that's something that I'll really be looking at post-launch, because it's impossible to theorycraft, because there's way too many factors that we don't know until the game is actually live. So that's one of the things that I'll be looking forward to diving into when the game goes live. So yeah, guys, that's it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're enjoying Shadowlands. I hope I'm enjoying Shadowlands. And yeah, hope you stop by next week as well. Finally, I want to give a massive thank you to my patrons and wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.